This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back! What up, what up, what up? It's A-Wide, live and local here on a Saturday morning. This is DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980. Got you covered in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. You can use the app like I do for free. Rewind Monday through Friday to 6 AM to catch the start of the Sports Junkies. And joining us right now on the Rude guest hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is my radio hero, the Steak King, the last of the sillies, the co-host of the Sports Junkies, EB, Eric Bickle. What's going on, EB?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I really appreciate you, answering the alarm that I sent you about this breaking news with Terry McLaurin. He has been active now. He's off the PUP list. To me, this is a great step forward here. I know there's no contract extension. We haven't heard from Dan Quinn, who'll speak after practice today, but this is exactly what I wanted to hear to start my Saturday morning. This is a big positive step in my mind.
I mean, it's a positive step. I think most people agree, though, that Terry is smart enough and savvy enough that he's not going to miss games. And it's getting to the point now where he needs to get in there and practice. My understanding, he's not there practicing today. But I'd guess probably sometime next week he'll have to start. He'll get out there and start getting some real reps with the guys. Look, I think the fact of the matter is they're at a real stalemate. I think the Commanders are very unlikely to budge much. And if Terry is as dug in as he is, he's probably going to have to go the Ja'Marr Chase route, suck it up, sign a big insurance policy, and get out there and prove that he could still play at a very, very high level with no signs of slowing down and deal with this contract stuff next season.
Yeah, I felt like that has always been the best-case scenario for the team. The team just brought in Deebo Samuel. Let Deebo Samuel and Terry McLaurin cook with Jaden Daniels and have a fantastic season, try to win a Super Bowl, and then figure out who you want to pay after that. But the goal to make it back to the playoffs this season is not possible without 17.
Right. They're not good. And look, what's scary is, and I've been kind of panicking a little bit myself this week, because it seems like the daily returns from all of our people that are out there at practice, another great day for the defense, another great day for the defense, offense, not so good. Defense had the better of it again today, and that's great. We need that defense to step up. It was a huge hole last season. But I'm also kind of assuming that this offense is going to crank out another 28 to 30 points a game. And they're obviously not going to do it without 17 or someone of his ilk in the lineup. And obviously, we don't have anybody else that can fill his shoes. You know, Grant Paulson made a great point that, you know, when they're out there running first-team reps, you know, they got K.J. Osborne out there.
Yeah.
In his spot. I mean, they've got the guy that's dropping all the balls, Chris Moore, out there running the number one reps. Like, we got to do way better than that. We got to get Terry out there. I really do think this contract situation is not going to get figured out in the next few days. But Terry's smart. He'll get out there. And then hopefully it's enough time to kind of get things going, because I'm starting to sense frustration with the staff. I know fans are getting frustrated. And you guys have been doing this like almost 30 years. And I'm getting scared and frustrated as a fan.
So yeah, there's no question the offense struggled in the joint practice that I was at. The defense was awesome. But in my mind, the offense just needs to unleash Jaden. The big part of that, about that joint practice, was the whistle blew anytime anybody got close to him, and there were times in which he broke away, but they had already blown the whistle. So I do think that the offense will look much better when Jaden's running. Because, you know, I talked about this during the season. When he runs for 34 or more yards, we were like 9-1. He needs to run. We need to unleash him.
No, for sure. And they will. But you also want to take a little of the pressure off, and you don't want to put the entire offense on his shoulders, even though it essentially is. You want to make life as easy and as simple as possible for him as you humanly can. Listen, part of the reason why they were able to go on that run last year is because they did let Jaden cook, and he just kind of took off and did his thing. But wouldn't it be nice if we actually supported him and he didn't have to go out there and run around like a chicken with his head cut off and save us on fourth and long or third and long and pull some rabbit out of his hat, right? Let's get there at full strength, and then Jaden can pick and choose his spots, not be a guy that has to pull something, you know, out of his butt every series.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, now at 105.1 FM, and always available on the Odyssey app. We got Eric Bickle from the Sports Junkies with us here on the Rude Guest Hotline. The big story, the Commanders have activated wide receiver Terry McLaurin off of the physically unable to perform list. He's off the PUP list. You know, it's time for him to start practicing with the team. And when Terry was holding out and holding in, and we were talking about every single day, it was so tough for me to envision what the offense was going to look like. And the last few days, I started to tell myself, last year the offense was Terry McLaurin, Jaden Daniels, and a bunch of nobodies, a bunch of Zacchaeuses. And then this year it was Jaden Daniels, Deebo Samuel, and a bunch of nobodies. But now I can actually envision, if it's Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuel, and Jaden Daniels, now we can actually – I could feel like, man, we can win 12 games. With this whole situation being murky, I was starting to talk about 9-10 wins for the team. I feel like you can envision how good this offense can be now.
Well, I hope so, and I've had that optimism too. But, you know, as others have pointed out, we're not the only team that got better. I think there's a really good chance that the Giants got a lot better. I think that week one game is going to be a lot more challenging than those of us want to believe. I'll still pick us, obviously, but, you know, red flag will be out there if we stumble a little bit at the start. Need to get off to a great start. Need to hopefully get Terry out there maybe sometime next week, get the reps going, get back into the flow, and just really need to build off last season's success. The last thing we want to do is lose a couple early and then everyone start finger pointing and wondering why it's not starting out the way it finished last season.
EB, I wonder, with this latest update here that the Commanders are activating Terry McLaurin, do you think Terry and his agent were hiding behind the PUP at all in terms of the negotiations?
Not really. I think it was just sort of a standard thing that the team was doing to give him some grace. But I also wouldn't be surprised, you know, especially coming on the heels of Cliff being a little more open yesterday about kind of the desire and need for Terry to be, quote, on the grass and to be out there. I would be surprised if this is just sort of a way to put a little more pressure on Terry. Like, okay, you're not on the PUP anymore, bud. We're not going to protect you with the injury talk. And let's go from there. My understanding is, you know, according to Schefter and these other guys, is that this has nothing to do with negotiations. It's no indication that they're any closer on a contract. But it could simply be, and we're all speculating, but it could simply be another chess piece, another chess move that the team has by not protecting him with this whole pup, you know, charade that they've done for the last 10 days to 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think it puts a lot more pressure on McLaurin's camp. And I think it makes the team look good. Like, all the fans that are reading this and commenting, let's go! Handle the Commanders! Yeah. He's back, baby! So, EB, I'll ask you...
He's not back yet.
Yeah.
He's not back until he's back, buddy.
I'll ask you to open up the crystal ball. What happens next, then?
I don't know. My guess is he still waits a couple days, but by middle of next week, he gets out there and he starts getting some work with the guys. That's my best guess. He'll sign, you know, it's not going to be something that they really talk about, but he and his agent are going to have to sign some sort of insurance thing to protect against catastrophic injury, and then he's going to have to go from there.
Yeah. I think this is a huge positive step forward. I had just said yesterday that if there was not an update by Tuesday after this Bengals game, then you have to make a real tough decision and consider all possibilities, including trading him. So this is a huge step forward, because I was gonna talk about Tuesday being that big decision day, but I think this gives them an opportunity now for some positive steps before that has to happen.
We'll see. It's still at the end of the day on Terry. The great news is that he's a really bright guy. He's a smart kid. I know he's in his feelings right now, and he's feeling like he's not valued the way he should be across the league, and I can kind of understand that. But he's also smart, and he knows he can go in there and secure that extra $20 million or whatever he's got out there for the season. Go out there, secure that, show everybody that you're not missing a beat and that you're primed. Because, look, they all are just acting like it's a given that once you turn age 31, it's over. Really? Go look at some of the greats. Okay, you can make the argument that they're outliers. Well, I could make the argument that maybe Terry is an outlier. But you go look at what Jerry Rice did throughout his 30s into his 40s. Those numbers are unreal. Look at what a guy closer to his size and stature. Look at what Steve Smith did just more recently into his mid-30s, mid to late 30s. Guys can be productive over the age of 30, 31. And listen, the team certainly has the preponderance of guys that kind of drop off in their favor, but Terry and his people have every opportunity to prove that they can be outliers, and it might start with getting on the field next week.
EB from the Junkies with us here on the Rude Guest Hotline. EB, you know, there was a question of whether or not Terry would be rusty or not when the regular season got here September 7th. That's 3 weeks away, basically, right? Like 21 days, 22 days. Would you say this gives Terry enough time to get back on the practice field, get up to full form for week one? I say yes. Like, in the timing aspect of it, there's enough time for him to get back up to full speed if he practiced.
Well, I mean, assuming when? What, if he gets back early next week?
Yeah.
You know, Tuesday, Wednesday? You know, it's just a guess. But I would be hopeful that it is. We know he's working out. We know he's at some high school somewhere with somebody throwing the balls. There was some report that Jaden was doing some work with him, but some have disputed that. But the fact of the matter is, nothing beats real adrenaline reps, right, that you're getting with the team, that you're getting with the coaches pushing you. You can do all you want on a side field with, you know, your wide receiver guru and your high school quarterback throwing you ball, but it's not the same. So, I mean, is the next 2.5 weeks enough or so to ramp him up? Only time will tell. But my guess is that he has a good shot at salvaging something if he gets in there early.
EB, I'll leave you with this. We're going to open up the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. I do not need to see one snap of Jaden Daniels in the preseason. I'm fine with him being under bubble wrap. I don't need to see one play.
You know, it's funny because we talked about that, too. It's like the thinking on that has changed so much through the years. You know, we went through the stats. I don't know if you listened to any of it, but like Tom Brady in the mid-2000s, JP pointed out, like as late as like maybe 2016, 2018, like threw like 50 passes mm-hmm. in the preseason. I think there was one in the last 4 or 5 years or so where he had like, you know, 6 preseason touchdowns or something.
Yeah. Lamar's been out though, right?
Something like that. Say again?
Lamar doesn't really play preseason.
Listen, it's a different philosophy, but this is a big boy game, and at some point you want him to get some good reps. The argument against it is that these joint practices are almost even better, and he doesn't necessarily need to go out there and play in a preseason game where they're just going to be vanilla and there's going to be a hodgepodge of guys out there. In the controlled scrimmages, they can't hit you. You can get all the looks that you want. The problem is they canceled the joint practice with the Ravens, which was going to probably give him a ton more looks and maybe less preseason time. My guess is they're going to throw him out there for a series or two.
But do you want to see him?
I'm okay. He's a big boy. He can protect himself. Now, it might be something that I've been kind of sleeping on, but I thought he proved that he could handle the rigors of the NFL, especially when it came out just a few weeks ago when he acknowledged that little rib injury was actually a broken rib that he played through last season. He's a pretty tough kid. I think he can handle himself. You never know when the random Achilles or ACL or something catastrophic like that will happen. That could happen anytime. So I'm okay if they put him out there for a series or two to get a few reps. No problem. He's a big boy.
EB, thank you so much for joining the show today. I appreciate it so much. I've got my big event tonight. I think you'll find this funny. JP will be making his appearance at Football Festival, and we'll have a scavenger hunt for everybody there. And one of the questions is to ask JP the story of the Junkies and find out the first year you guys were on the radio.
Well, he's got it memorized for sure. He's the guy.
Thanks, EB. Take care, man.
All right, buddy. Have fun.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980. Got you covered on both ends of the dial. 106.7 FM, 980 AM in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. So we've been discussing the big news. Terry McLaurin activated. All right, he is off of the PUP list, off of the physically unable to perform list. No, this doesn't mean he'll be back at practice immediately, but this is good news, and here is my official prediction. All right, Chris, make sure we save this audio, because this is my official prediction here. I feel like I can see this coming. Every single thing that Terry's agent has done has been calculated. That's why I feel like if you want to be angry at anyone in this situation, that's who you should be upset with, is Terry McLaurin's agent. It's gone on way too long, and everything he's done has been calculated. For example, training camp. I show up Sunday, 7 a.m., SportsCenter's there, broadcasting live at 8 a.m. What happens at 7:45? SportsCenter's live from Ashburn, live from Commander's Park. At 7:45, Adam Schefter gets an update. Terry McLaurin's in the building. And he'll be ending the holdout, and it'll be a hold-in, and he'll be on the PUP list, right? And SportsCenter was there. It was their lead story, all right? And then you fast forward to the Hall of Fame game, which was nationally televised, and about 30 minutes before the pregame for the Hall of Fame game started, Terry McLaurin and his agent request a trade. Calculated move to get a national headline. Calculated move. And so what's next? Well, the Commanders all right, practice today. Dan Quinn will speak to the media in about 15 minutes. We're going to try to air it for you here on The Fan. So Terry McLaurin, active. All right? They have a game Monday against the Cincinnati Bengals. Just happens to be ESPN Monday Night Football, right? ESPN Monday Night Football, Bengals Commanders. I'm predicting right now that Monday Night Football will start their pregame show with the headline, Terry McLaurin and the Commanders agree to a contract extension. And it might not be the money that he wants, but it's another calculated move to get his player, his rep, another day of national headlines. I have a feeling this was a huge step forward today. He's off the PUP list. There's no hiding behind the PUP anymore. What's the next step? Negotiations. And then I believe there'll be an announcement before Monday Night Football against the Bengals. That's my opinion right now. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. But there's no question the offense has struggled without Terry. And we told EB we were going to open up the phone lines and ask you, do you want to see Jaden Daniels against the Bengals? I do not, because I'm not risking any injury. I don't want to see him at all. I know how good he can be when we get to the regular season. I wouldn't risk it for Jaden Daniels. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. Would you play Jaden Daniels at all in the preseason? Let's go to Steven in Fairfax. Steven, you're on The Fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, how you doing, my man?
I'm good. How are you?
Absolutely not. I don't want to see Jaden on the field. I want to see Jaden chilling on the sidelines with that big old smile, looking great, loving life. I don't need him to run risk. We don't need unnecessary risk this year. We already have a lot of eyes on us this year, trying to make sure that we're doing the right thing. We got to keep them safe, keep them off the field, keep our starters off the field. We don't even need it. If Lamar's not doing it, James not doing it, if the top quarterbacks in the league aren't doing it, he shouldn't do it, period.
How would you respond to those that say, well, wouldn't you rather him shake off the rust against a bad Bengals defense rather than play him when he's rusty against a great Giants front?
Honestly, I'd take the risk. We have to start hitting it. We have to hit the ground running week one. There's so much lot relying on this season. I don't even want to take the chance of something happening, because then what happens? If he gets hurt on an unnecessary play, our season's done for, and then we're just right back to square one, you know? And I think that Washington's really trying to turn a corner as a franchise and as a team, so they got to just do the right thing. Have him sit out. It might suck. He might want to play. He might want to get a snap or two in. Nah. Sorry, my guy. Week one is for your first time.
Yeah. Pre-season, and I'm on your side, Steven, but, like, there's going to be fans. There's going to be callers. I need to see Jaden Daniels. I need to see him throw a touchdown pass to feel good for this season.
Week one. you can see in week one, my guy, if not week one, you got a whole YouTube compilation of 56 minutes you can watch of him doing it. You're not seeing him touch the ground for preseason. I don't care. I don't want to see any of our starters touch the ground for preseason, not one bit. Not for one snap, not for one down, not for one kickoff, not for nothing. I want them all healthy, ready to go week one. That's what preseason is for. Preseason is really for second string, third string, and practice team. Or at least that's what I feel like. I could very well be wrong, but that's just my opinion.
So would it upset you if Dan Quinn told the media today that Jayden Daniels will get two drives against the Bengals?
Two drives? I want the ball out of his hands, lickety-split. I don't want him to put his body at risk. I really, really don't want him to do it. But again, I'm not the coach. I'm not Dan Quinn. I'm not Adam Peters. I'm not making these general decisions. So I'm just an armchair GM. And I just don't think he should play. I really don't think he should play at all. I really think he should just chill out, relax, be healthy and ready to go for week one.
Yeah, I'm on your side. Let's go to Mike, who's in Burke. Mike, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, congratulations. I'm so glad that this broke when you're working, man. You bring so much energy to it, dude.
I appreciate it's that, awesome. Man. Thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man. Yeah, you know what? Everybody speculates. I mean, he said, she said, and it doesn't matter who says that. I mean, the only ones that know is the team, Terry, and his agent. That's the bottom line. And I'll throw a wrench in there, since everybody else is being kind of negative Nelly. I'd say the contract's already done, and the agent is the one who announces what the contract is, and that's already done, and that's going to come out later here. Mm-hmm. Before, like, I'll say even Monday. So how nice would that be?
Yeah. I mean, that'd be perfect.
He's got more than 1 year left in him, Adam. I'm betting bank on that. I mean, I can't believe these guys are like, yeah, play next year and then get rid of him. Are you kidding me? I mean, you know, I hope he plays at least 3 more years with us.
Yeah.
I love him. Yeah.
I want him to commit to this team for his entire career. And if that means, you know, 2 or 3 million less, that's fine.
And you know what, Adam? He loves this team. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, you can only see it and all that he brings to the table. And if you listen to the whole team, the owner and all, what did they always say? If you looked it up in a dictionary, there was Terry McLaurin's picture. He is what they want. That's a commander. So
yeah.
I can't believe all the other bull. But anyway, love you, brother, and I appreciate you taking my call.
All right, Mike, I appreciate you chiming in. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Dan Quinn set to speak with the media live from Ashburn. We're going to try to air that for you next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on Team 980 in Richmond, 910 The Fan, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. I see the phone lines are loaded with callers that want to chime in, but we want to take you to Ashburn, take you to the action as Dan Quinn just sat down and spoke with the media after today's big update, roster update. Terry McLaurin active. He is taken off of the PUP list. Here's Dan Quinn.
All right, what's happening, everybody? All right, when I start, I'll give you just some players that will be out for the game, some that we're going to hold, and others due to injury, so I'll just give you a rundown of that. So Wagner, Miller, Ertz, Tunsil, and the next crew is Cosme and Coleman, Brown and McLaurin, Mariota, McGee, Jean-Baptiste, and Jonathan Jones. And I know you guys saw earlier today the announcement regarding Terry off of PUP. So that's good news, and that'll begin like the return to play process for him. And really it's similar to like what a lot of those guys that I just spoke about and where they're at on their returns and doing walkthroughs and begin other parts of it. That's the Coleman's and Mariota's and McGee's and into that same space. So just under that same trajectory. And so we've got a real process in our return to play that we believe in. We know it works, and we'll hit all those steps as well. So wanted to hit you up on that, and then we can get rolling with the game and everything ready for it.
Has he agreed to work out? Is he going to be working out during this time?
Yeah, that's all part of the PUP of like returning to play.
Told you that he's not going to participate.
Yeah, he's on the same trajectory as everybody else of doing the workouts and making good strides. So that was why the move was made.
Okay, and then how good is it to be at this step where you can get him back out there, get him maybe a few weeks to get ready for the season?
Yeah, it's really important. And so it was nice even during this past week, Coleman and McLaurin and McGee and Jean-Baptiste, you know, like all of them are beginning that process of getting some of the reps in the walkthroughs where it's at a, you know, different pace, and we'll just hopefully hit that markers, then we hit the next and we hit the next. But yeah, it was good to have the guys included in the stuff, John.
Dan, Cliff talked yesterday about it's hard to assess where the offense is right now because Terry's out along with three other guys that are injured. How do you kind of look at that? How do you kind of assess where this group is knowing that you're missing a lot of guys?
Yeah, that's just part of it. Like sometimes as coaches, we get frustrated, you know, just like the players do on stuff. And so, look, all of us want everybody out there, you know, like Joe's in the same with, you know, Jordan McGee and Jean-Baptiste and that. And like we love these guys. We know how hard they're working to get back. And, you know, we just want them to, you know, get to that space. But as a coach, you learn to control the things that you can. And we know that, like, you know, ramping up is taking place. So that's good. But in the space where other guys get their opportunities, Ben, I think that's important to recognize also. They've got to go take it, you know, when those ones aren't there. And it is part of it. We know that. And so, but we just, and we really want to get these guys all back going and doing our thing. So I get that.
And with the RB room, just you talked about this obviously over the last few months, but what was your mindset in terms of like what you were looking for from that group this year? And then what have you seen from that with a bunch of different guys out there?
Yeah, I've seen it as a deep group, number one, Ben, going into it. We think of, you know, guys who are the pass catchers coming out of the backfield, you know, different styles of runs. So we use the term like A-back, B-back, meaning like Austin, you know, where you're out on the edge and getting that and inside style of run. So it is a deep room of competitors. So we're really looking forward to Monday and seeing some ops for the guys. So it's been pretty cool to see them, you know, working through and the kick return side of things. I think running backs, it's as familiar with that position. It's more similar than it's not. And I think that's a big piece, not only for our running backs, but even around the league as you're looking at it. I think that's one of the things that we'll see that wasn't always the case with returners, with all respect to Brian Mitchell, like, you know, who did everything. So I think that's, we'll see more of that as we're going. Nope, he's all ready to roll. More just making sure, like, you know, that he's doing well. We had a good, tough padded practice yesterday, and we want, you know, that went well, so we want to just kind of continue on that trajectory. So it was more me than anybody else.
That Terry, since he wasn't on the field or working with trainers on the side field, what was he, are you able to share any insight into what, like, day one of this ramp
sure.
up is for him?
Yeah, like yesterday had a big push on some days, so there's some days that you go really, you know, as high as you can, then other days is low, and even like recovery work to go. So for instance, you know, two other players had high days today and off tomorrow, and then that'll even continue into Monday, into the game. So it's a little bit by day, Nikki. I think you know, it was two or three at a peak high and then backed off today, and then you go again. So like all these markers we're trying to hit, and you can't go like red line it every day. So you want to make sure, all right, on the days that we're really pushing it, that you really go there. And then the days that you work strength and recovery pieces, then you do that too.
I know he said in the past that he wouldn't be on the field if there wasn't progress in his contract. Does this have any correlation to his contract sale?
No, I would say, yeah, from the medical side, contract, like, definitely separate. This is about his getting ready to play, which is, you know, like, honestly awesome. And, you know, like, it's just cool, you know, to see him, you know, getting closer, because now you know, like, okay, steps are getting closer to return to being on the field. So he's worked hard, and just like the other guys have, they want to get back out there with the teammates and doing things. So I get that. But we just have a real process. We're not going to miss the steps and put them out there before guys are ready to do their thing in all the different locations. So that's where we're at.
Hey, Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
With Terry, as far as the timing of him coming off PUP, was that a, like, mutual decision with you guys, the team, and Terry?
Yeah, I think more often you just kind of follow the guidelines of how things are going, and then you're ready for the next step. And so he's really just putting into the same group of, although the other guys started training camp, they got injured, but now they're able to participate in the walkthroughs and that. So that's also part of the return to play of getting back with the guys where you can do that. Like, the PUP is really focused on rehab. And then once you're leaving that, think of it like, all right, I'm shifting the focus from rehab into returning to play. And I think if you could differentiate those, like, for you and for the readers, that helps. You know, like, okay, there's a shift that's beginning to take place. Doesn't mean you're back practicing and doing all that just yet, but it does mean, like, you know, steps are going forward.
Yeah. And the path he's on now, does that put him on pace if he continues to hit check marks to play week one against the Giants?
Yeah, there's markers to hit, but it gives you a runway to be able to do that. And if you can continue to hit, you know, the D cells, the different ones for him, and all of those guys are in the same boat right now. And there'll be more, you know, into Monday and Tuesday and then a few days after that. So you just kind of, if you can reach that one, then I go for the next one, and I go for the next one. But if you don't go to this third one if you ain't hit number two yet.
Real quick, what do you expect for a workload for Jaden on Monday night?
Yeah, for he and a lot of the guys that are going to get some of their first playing time, I would say it's a little bit customized, but we'd like to see a few series, and we're excited to see the guys. They're excited to get performing too. So we customized it a little bit, and as a staff, we'll visit some tonight and tomorrow. But no, we're also excited to get the guys going on. You know, it's not going to be super long, so, you know, I wouldn't like do like an extended popcorn break or something, but I'd be ready to, you know, like, be involved with it for sure.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask you about a couple of your safeties. I know you've spoken about the group in depth. I'll just ask you both questions at once.
Sure.
Juan Martin and Will Harris, just what you think of each of them, obviously, and what you've seen so far through this point in camp.
Yeah. Two of the players, and I'll get back to Will for a second, but two of the players that I pointed out in yesterday's team meeting was Quan and Jeremy. I just felt like, David, they have just been so consistently hitting their stride at a good level. Will has brought a very good dimension for us in covering and playing man-to-man. I love seeing the battles with him and Zach. There's leverage and working. They really, really challenge one another. So I've grown to really appreciate the different skills that Will brings and how can we feature him. And it's kind of the fun part as a coach of going through the camp. Like in the OTAs, you just get a little glimpse, honestly, but it's not as physical. But to see the competitor and the roles we can put him in, I've been pleased. But our safety group is one of our, you know, spots that we're really proud of because of the work they put in. They have excellent standards. You know, as a group, that's one of the spots, man. I love the way they work and the way they compete. I'm talking about Will and Jeremy and T.O. and Quant, like a number of them. We just added one this week in D-World, and so we're excited to see him, you know, get into the game and to see where he's at as he's getting back into things. So it's a good, strong, tough group. And I think safeties are more maneuverable, you know, at this point in our game anyway. How do you match up on this tight end or this back? These have to be deluxe athletes that can do different things, excellent tacklers. So we're very fortunate. We put a lot of time and effort into that group. And, you know, I love where they're at collectively.
Speaking of groups, Coach, the defensive line, what are your thoughts there? And then I'm specifically looking for your thoughts as well on Javon Kinlaw.
Yes. He's had it. I'm going to start backwards, if that's okay. I've been so impressed by Kinlaw in this camp. Kind of referring to Will Harris. You saw this glimpse in the spring, but honestly, you're seeing more drill work than anything. You're not padded, and you saw how hard he worked to get his body in great shape. I love that he's stacking days and being very, very intentional, Candy, about the work that he's wanting to do, and I want to get better at that, and I want to get better at that. When you see this evidence of power and strength and effort, so I love the pocket that he's in, and he's really worked in. Defensive line-wise, we got a deep crew, and there's a lot of evaluations to go, especially in the interior. I'm excited from what I've seen from Eddie. I want to see more. I'm excited from Carl. I want to see more on these interior players. So it's been good to add guys to the mix, but Kinlaw, much like Harris, it's been impressive. It's been impressive to be on this group and finding their roles, you know, when you're on to a new one. Think of, you know, when you're coming out of this new spot, you got to find your space and do your thing, and they've done that.
Coach, in regard to Terry's emotional impact, spoke with Tyler Biadasz as he was coming off of the field and asked him about Terry being activated from the PUP list. His face really lit up. Do you have a sense of what it will mean emotionally to the team once Terry is able to be back practicing with them?
Yeah, that's a great question, honestly, for Terry. You know, like, as a teammate, they love him. So that's a big deal to when the guys get back together. But they love him. They love Brandon and Marcus and, you know, like all these guys. This is a really tight and connected team, and Terry is very much, you know, right in the middle of that as well. So, yeah, we're taking good steps for sure. All right. I have to hold it for next one. Oh, I knew it. You shouldn't have said I knew it. It would be hard at that spot based on where we're, you know, how quick the turnaround is, Nikki, from Monday to Saturday. Let's get back playing, then we'll have a better sense for that. So I wouldn't rule anything out, but I think that'd probably be a little quicker than we should. Thanks, everybody. Have a good one. See you Monday night.
All right, that was Dan Quinn speaking with the media in Ashburn following the big news today that Terry McLaurin activated off of the PUP list. And lots to react to there. I mean, Dan Quinn did kind of confirm my theory that the way he was treating McLaurin wasn't like it was a hold out or a contract negotiation. It was like it was a real injury. And now they begin the process to ramp him up so he's ready to go for week one. A plethora of players who will not suit up against the Bengals. We'll break all that down and take your phone calls. 1-800-636-1067. It's AWOD on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast Team 980 in Richmond, 910 The Fan, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. It's been quite the Saturday morning here today. Just before the show, We start at 9 at like 8:59. It was tweeted out by the Commanders that Terry McLaurin has been activated. He is now off the PUP list. We just played Dan Quinn's initial press conference as he spoke to the media live after practice today, which concluded at about 10:30. My two big takeaways. Number one, this begins the ramp-up period for Terry McLaurin to be ready for week one. Dan Quinn's always treated it like an injury, not like it's a contract holdout, not like negotiations are happening behind the scenes to him. He doesn't care about that. That's treating it like an injury. And when he's ready to play, he's ready to play. And so they believe in this ramp-up process. They really do believe in it. And he kept talking about that. And he said he's now on the same trajectory as Sam Cosmi, Jordan McGee, and others in which, look, now is the time to get the work in to be ready for week one. And so they'll be getting going through the reps and walkthroughs and begin that process of taking it forward. And this is awesome news in my mind. Like you said, there's markers to hit. There's going to be markers to hit. They really do believe in this ramp-up process. You know, it kind of reminds me of last year with Jaden Daniels. He wasn't named starting quarterback. They kind of felt like, hey, we have to ramp it up. There's certain markers in terms of leadership and things behind the scenes that he needs to do to prove he's ready to start week one. I kind of think it's a similar situation like that with McLaurin now, where he's got to hit these markers that they're setting for him over the next few weeks to be ready to play week one. He kind of ended the press conference telling Nikki Javala it's doubtful he plays preseason week three against the Ravens, but he would not rule it out. And then the other takeaway, Laremy Tunsil will not play. Brandon Coleman will not play, still injured. Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, Von Miller, Terry McLaurin, Sam Cosmi, Marcus Mariota, Noah Brown, Jonathan Jones, Jordan McGee. But he didn't list Jaden Daniels. So I guess we can expect Jaden Daniels to play Monday versus Cincinnati, but without Tunsil and without Coleman. I don't want to see much of Jaden Daniels. A quick rep, get him in, get him out, get him to the sidelines healthy so he's ready for week one. We're going to take your calls in the final hour of the show. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. That was some really good stuff from Dan Quinn. I really do enjoy his press conferences. It's, in my mind, it's night and day from Ron Rivera. Ron Rivera put me to sleep. Dan Quinn got me ready to run through a wall. I want to talk about Jeremy Reeves and how much he loves what he's brought to this team and the new dimension of Will Harris. You know, he just kind of fed into all the reports that I heard that Will Harris is going to be the tight end. He's going to shut down tight ends this season. He's going to be the tight end stopper this year. When I was at practice, we saw three safeties on field for a lot of the time at practice because Frankie Louvu was rushing the passer on third downs, and so Will Harris was towards the line of scrimmage with Jeremy Reeves and Quan Martin in the back, or it was Quan Martin and Tyler Owens, or Quan Martin and Percy Butler. They had worked three safeties on the field through the joint practice that I watched on Tuesday. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. So we got a lot to get to on the final hour of the show. I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. 1-800-636-1067. We're asking you, do you want to see Jaden Daniels? Well, now I'm expecting to see Jaden Daniels, but we know we won't see part of the starting offensive line unit for the Washington Commanders. We'll take your phone calls next on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.